and came home from boot camp with another girl. My mother was still crying, and it was all my fault. There were several attempts at suicide. I'm grateful to say I wasn't very good at it. Then I decided since I wasn't having fun anymore, I'd quit drinking and using. I mean, why waste good booze if you're going to feel just as bad drunk as sober? I held no hope for feeling better when I stopped. I just didn't want to waste the booze. It never occurred to me that I couldn't stop. Every day I concocted some new method of staying sober. If I wear this shirt, I won't drink. If I'm with this person or in this place, I won't drink. It didn't work. Every morning I woke up with a new resolve to stay sober. With few exceptions, by noon I was so messed up I couldn't tell you my name. The voices in my head became even more and more vicious. With each failed attempt, my head said, "See? You failed again. You knew you wouldn't feel better. You're a loser. You're never going to beat this. Why are you even trying? Just drink until you're dead." On the rare days I managed to make it past noon, there were few brave enough to get within 100 yards of me. I was not a nice person sober. I was angry and frightened, and I wanted you to feel as terrible as I did. A few times I had drinks pushed on me. "Here, drink this, then maybe you won't be so difficult." I always had a nasty retort, and then took what was offered. Toward the end, I prayed every night for God to take me in my sleep, and I cursed him in the morning for allowing me to live. It was never my intention to end up in AA. If someone mentioned perhaps I drank too much,